Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and we're continuing talking about a mundane and monotonous life. And yesterday we said a life over and over again, only with no life to it at all. As we talked about the lists of what a mundane life looks like, I want you to know that it's all real to me, very real. I felt like I was just going through the motions, waking up each day at 5:30 a.m., to the same life I put to bed yesterday at 11:18 p.m. Life, over and over again, only with no life to it at all. Ephesians 1:17-23. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know Him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which He's called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength He exerted when He raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. There is a scene in The Truman Show where he gets it. He realizes that there's so much more to real living than this boring, fake existence he's living. He finally decides he will not continue in this no-life living, and he heads to the boundary, a wall in the distance that he's never traveled beyond. He knows that on the other side of that divide is real life, full of new experiences and reality. That's where his destiny lies. The most moving part of the movie is that so many of the normal people on the outside are cheering him on, hoping that he will have enough courage to overcome the divide and find fulfillment. As I read that passage in Ephesians, I thought of us, the moms who sometimes feel like we're living a mundane, boring life. What would happen if we came to our senses and realized the power and authority we possess as daughters of the King? We're citizens of a land on the other side where every need is met and there is fulfillment and purpose all around. What would happen in our families if we stopped settling for car, pool, and spilled milk and took seriously this power and inheritance that's been entrusted us? I believe all those on the other side are ecstatic at the thought that we might just become who He's called us to be. You are chosen and mighty powerful. Would you join me in deciding not to settle for the same old, and dare to do something powerful, kingdom living, while there's still living to be done?